Good afternoon, a great early autumn day in progress across interior New York and New England with plenty of sunshine after a chilly and in some cases frosty start with temperatures close to freezing across the higher terrain and middle and upper 30s elsewhere. We're enjoying a nice warm-up with a developing south breeze. Temperatures will continue to climb into the middle to upper 60s. High pressure is in control of our weather and will dominate right on through the late afternoon hours. A front currently moving through the Great Lakes with clouds and showers will head in our direction tonight. Clouds will thicken toward the evening hours and rain will develop by midnight from west to east. We'll also have areas of fog developing with lows dropping back into the 50s. That front will clear the region by sunrise tomorrow and will start a drying trend late tonight. And for the morning drive tomorrow, cloudy skies will give way to increasing sunshine through the remainder of the morning and a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow afternoon. With dry weather, it will be milder with highs in the lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, which will detach itself from the main jet stream flow and meander around the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley and Central Appalachians for the middle and latter part of the week before lifting out through the weekend. In this position, temperatures will be seasonably mild in the upper 60s and lower 70s for the rest of the week, but moisture from the Atlantic Ocean will be drawn in, and there's at least the risk for some showers each day for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain will continue for west central Texas through the afternoon hours. Parts of this region picked up 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend, and another 1 to 3 inches is expected today. San Antonio has been particularly hard hit overnight with heavy rain, and flood watches and warnings remain in effect. Meanwhile, Typhoon Meiji continues its track toward Taiwan this afternoon. Meiji is located about 280 miles away from Taipei with sustained winds of 105 miles per hour and gusts to 125 miles per hour. Meiji is forecast to maintain its current strength and make landfall in Taiwan overnight tonight or early tomorrow morning. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity associated with a large low-pressure area located about 1,150 miles east-southeast of the Windward Islands. This area of disturbed weather has increased and become a little better organized since yesterday. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for gradual development, and a tropical depression is likely to form later this week while the low moves westward to west-northwestward at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, Camarillo, Fillmore, and Ojai, California, to a low of 23 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, highs in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with showers developing and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 2007 and in 1920. And the record low, 29, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:45 p.m. 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs near 70. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy, with showers likely tonight, and lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds giving way to a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, milder, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a shower Wednesday, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday and Friday, upper 60s to around 70. And mostly cloudy over the weekend with a few showers possible both days and highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.